with the best, Luminary Sounds, the number one station for independent artists.
Yes, indeed.
Hello.
What's going on?
The infamous Luminary Sounds is in the building on a special day.
Okay, yes, yes. Yes, that's right.
With your boy, Junior Leto.
Francois the Great.
And Missy Talks.
Hey, let's get into it.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
You guys, there's so many topics going out right now. I literally have a whole list full. You guys know in my notebook. Anyway, so first thing I want to talk about is Fat Joe and these sneakers that he just bought, you guys. So recently, Donald Trump came out with golden high top $399 sneakers. And Fat Joe went on.
I want them.
Wow. Okay. So Fat Joe recently went online saying he bought the sneakers only because he's a sneakerhead and he no way endorses Trump. So, I mean, what are your guys' thoughts? Are you buying them? Are you mad that he bought them?
I'm not mad at Fat Joe for buying the sneakers. I think it's a collector's item and I would have bought the sneakers.
Fat Joe is a sneakerhead. I do know that about his collection. His collection is mean.
He has thousands of shoes.
He is. Him and Wale both, man. Shout out to them both.
So if you are strong against Trump and you have the sneakers, are you wearing the sneakers?
Well, what's the difference between what's the difference between when Kanye was wearing the Trump hat and then Fat
someone's
Joe
wearing
the sneakers?
Good point. I think it's a huge difference.
Okay,
because the sneakers could be looked at as like a little swag type thing, you know? They're golden. They don't say "Make America Great Again," which could be politically incorrect for certain people, because like, for people, certain people of color, or all people of color, when was it great in this country? Right?
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, there's a lot of people out there saying he's using this to get swag points with the urban community.
That was on Fox News.
So you know, it's very, very, very interesting, and you know, Trump is just hilarious, man.
Did that hurt your feelings when it was like, well, these sneakers are trying to bring in the black people? Did that hurt your feelings?
No, I mean, they're always going to try to bring in, you know, the, you know, urban community, because we pretty much are the majority of this country. So it would be wise of whoever is trying to pretty much run a nation to look at the population and go, I need to bring X amount of people in. And who are X amount of people? Who are these people? It's the black and the brown.
That's true.
Disrespect to my, you know, my white brothers and sisters, but that's what we got going on in this country.
Well, they're comparing it to when Hillary Clinton was on the campaign trail and she was talking about how she has hot sauce in her bag.
Now, you know Hillary ain't got no hot sauce in no bag. Come on, man.
So they're kind of comparing it to that, honestly.
Now, wait, what if she had Tapatia in the bag? Got my vote, Hillary?
Does she have my vote because she has hot sauce in her
bag? Tapatia.
No, I'm a Tabasco gal.
Okay.
I'm a Tabasco.
Oh, Tabasco. Okay.
You a Tapatio?
I'm a Crystals kind of guy.
Oh, Crystals hot sauce?
Yeah, I'm a Crystals kind of guy.
See, I don't know about that one yet.
That's a Louisiana boy.
Am I going to see these sneakers in your collection, Junior?
No, honestly, if I had them, I would have worn them today.
Oh, okay.
I would have worn them today. I would have no problem saying I'm not voting for you, but I like the sneakers.
There you go. Okay.
Seriously, what's wrong? It's just sneakers.
There you go.
How much were they? 400?
I think so.
But
400.
People are reselling them for like $9,000.
I'm sure. I mean, people are making money off of that. I'm sure, because is he only selling a certain amount and then he's going to stop, or is he just going to continue?
No clue. Hey, they said he's trying to pay for, you know, get out of jail bag.
Man, I know he has some cases coming up, I want to say.
Some.
I mean, the rest of them, I don't know what's happening, but he got some.
Yeah, he got some cases coming on. So I don't know. I don't know. Obviously, it's an interesting situation.
So you actually agree with Fat Joe, and Fat Joe saying, hey, I got my sneaker collection.
Hey, man.
This will be one of those, like, 5 years from now, I pull them out the closet and be like, yo, the gold trumps.
Regardless of how you think about it, it's still a president of the United States, and it's part of, like, that history, right?
Mm-hmm.
100 years from now, you've got the Trump sneakers. Nobody's going to be caring about the political environment of what it was. It's like, bro, you got those sneakers from 100 years ago.
Mm.
That's big. In my opinion.
Gotcha.
I would say, if you're a true sneakerhead, how could you not get those shoes?
Exactly.
I will say that. So,
Joseph, would you get the sneakers?
Joseph isn't getting the sneakers.
He voting by
it. I mean, there are people who won't do it. There just are people who are like, nah, I'm not trying to. Mm. I don't even want to look like I'm supporting him or endorsing him.
This
or
is true.
Like that.
This is very, very true. Well, we're going to take a song break because we got some special guests in the building. We're going to have them up. This is SZA's new song, Saturn. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Is push closer to love. They're living me wide in public. Usually I don't condone or indulge, but I'm addicted in fact. Get a suspect, get a substance in your husband. Doesn't give you the time to give you the right move. You sat me a leg. What do you win in my age? With me and my brothers in rage.
Let's go. I got something special for y'all. Oh, what y'all sharing the mic?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, indeed. It's about that time.
Yes.
Can you hear it?
Let's get it. I'm pumped.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the Pro NFL Flag Official League with Derek and Dion in the building.
Let's go.
What it do?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Happy to have you guys on.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys for having us.
So many questions I want to get to. How did you guys create this flag pro league for the children, and how did you connect with the NFL? Because that's a big, big thing.
Yeah. They came in here representing, too.
Oh, I know. I need a shirt. My boy Q got a hoodie. I feel left out.
Sure. Oh, we got you.
Okay,
got
cool.
You.
Yes, sir.
We got
sir.
You
yes,
guys.
Sir.
Yeah, for sure.
So how did that come about?
All right, first of all, the connection with the NFL, I'm a former NFL player. My son plays for the New York Giants. So we decided to open the Pro Way Chosen One NFL flag due to the fact that we wanted to be able to touch more kids instead of just to tackle kids.
Okay, I like
that. We lived in that environment, you know, all our life, and we want to be able to get more kids out the house, and NFL flag is the best way to do that.
Okay. So, and how many years did you play in the NFL?
I played 6 years.
6 years? What teams did you play for?
Buffalo, Green Bay, and Indianapolis.
What was your position?
Running back.
Ooh.
Big dog.
Big dog, running back. That's a tough position. Back in the day, it was a bigger position than it is now.
Yeah.
Man, he yoked. Don't let him fool you. He gave me that hug. I was like, okay.
You're serious around here.
I'm washed up, baby. I'm washed up.
Okay. You say he washed up. Okay, and the connection with you, how did that, were you friends, or how did that come about?
Yeah, me and Derek, we connected around 5 years ago. And
okay.
We both have the same passion. I grew up in the LBC, went to Long Beach Poly. From there, I went to Long Beach State.
Okay.
Played ball. But as far as the youth, that's where our connection come in together. That's where we connect at. We just love serving the community, giving back, watching a lot of kids just grow and develop.
Okay.
And, you know, keeping them active. Keeping them active.
So is this something you guys have always wanted to do individually, or is it something when you guys met, you came up with together?
Actually, we kind of came up with it together with my son. When we met, it was already on a kind of, my son, we had talked about it. Then once me and Dion got to being closer to each other,
okay,
I feel he was the right guy that could be with us on this project.
Did you have like a little vetting process of who you wanted to work with?
Actually, it's been a long road because I'm kind of hands off. I mean, I don't really mess with too many people like that. So
okay.
To have Dion, he feels he's like a little brother to me. He handles a lot of the work. I mean, I might be the one that's out front, but Dion does the bulk of the work.
Okay, all right. Dion's the man. I got you. Yeah. Something about that name, Dion, man. Yeah. It's just it's a strong name. You know what I'm saying? Strong name around here.
Indeed, it is.
Have you so with the NFL partnership? How did that come about?
So with the NFL, it's territorial. So when I decided, actually 10 years ago, I was supposed to get it 10 years ago. So I was into 707, which you guys can see. Mm-hmm. Then dealing with the 707 people, then like I said, the people that we are able to deal with outside of the 707 and tackle parents or kids, they feel entitled, you know what I'm saying? So they feel that they don't have to work for things, you know what I'm saying? So we wanted to get with kids that we could develop and help them. And some of them don't even want to play tackle football, which is great.
You went right into what I was going to get into next, right. Not to cut you off. So as far as your 707s, some of these kids you're dealing with, are there any kids that some of us may know of that started out with your league?
Great question.
Wow, we have some that's playing in the NFL right now. We got Khalil Shakur, my son Darnay Holmes. I had Chris Steele that was drafted to but he was a free agent with the Seattle Seahawks last season. We have three coming out this year. I have several right at the top of my head. Right now, that's coming out this year. We got Kalen Bullock, who just played. We did the combine yesterday.
Right.
We have two that's going to go today: Johnny Wilson at Florida State.
Wow.
Also, I have Jermaine Burton, Alabama wide receiver. So he's from our program. These are kids that's going to get drafted top five rounds this year.
That's great.
Wow. I bet you're very proud.
Yes.
You know, because that's kind of the outcome of what you want, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And I'm familiar with the Crimson Tide, and Jermaine Burton's a beast.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And Jermaine was a kid that was at IMG. I met him because he wanted to come to Calabasas. He was playing with one of my former players, Bookie Riley, who's a coach now at USC.
Okay.
I'm saying so he came through my program. So Bookie and him was on the same IMG team. That's a school in Florida to get the top kids in the nation. So you got to be a 4 or 5 star kid.
Okay.
So Jermaine wanted to come to Calabasas, so he had to stay with me.
I like that.
So that's how he was able to go to Calabasas. Yeah. And him and Johnny Wilson, who's, like I said, at Florida State, who should get drafted top three rounds this year. They became boys. Now both of them about to get drafted in the same
That's amazing. Yeah. And I was going to ask about the children. Is there a certain like criteria that you're looking for as they come in? Do they have to be athletic? Are you looking for a certain like disciplinary, their behaviors? Like what are you looking for or what are you excluding?
We don't trip on athletic part of it. That's our part to develop these kids. And that's what a lot of coaches do. They want the kids that's already developed.
Okay.
We're not looking for those kids. Attitude, we're going to work on their attitude. That's why we like building conditioning, confidence, and character. So the character part is like we're going to make sure they leave us with being better characters to the community.
I love that.
At home, with their parents, and at school.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you get a lot of former players that you guys have taught, you know, throughout the years come back to you when they're a little bit older?
Like surprise the children. Yes. Yeah.
Hey, you did this for me. I never forgot it.
Yeah. Listen, we and my son was doing the autograph thing at the Super Bowl just 3 weeks ago. A kid came up to me, hey, I played on the pro way. I'm at the University of Columbia. I didn't even remember the kid. Like, thank you, you know what I'm saying? It was like
that many kids.
Yeah.
So just to let everybody know that the Pro Way Foundation itself been around for 19 years.
Wow.
So
19 years.
19 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, Pro Way Foundation, we have touched thousands of kids. Thousands of kids have actually came through the Pro Way Foundation training part of the program, you know. So it's big, you know. I mean, we have the foundation to be very successful here in Oxnard, Camarillo, Ventura, in all the surrounding areas. So, you know.
Where are you primarily located at? The league, so to speak.
We out of Rio Mesa is where we started at. Yeah. Now we're at Camarillo. We also chaptered out of Ventura.
That's okay. Awesome.
So we got those three areas where the NFL gave me right away. Actually, they didn't give it to me. They asked me where I wanted to go. So where I'm from originally is Pasadena, California.
Okay.
It's a lot of NFL leagues. Oh, out there.
Yeah, there is.
So I looked around and I've been living in Calabasas for the last 8 years. I was already doing pro way out here. Started about 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, my next home should be Camarillo, Oxnard, because I've already got ties to out there. So that's why we ended up out here, to be able to bless these kids in this community.
So speaking about cities, have you all thought about expanding into different cities with your league?
Yes, so we wanted to make sure we take care of Ventura County first. When I say Ventura County, like just this side of the grid, Camarillo. We started with Rio Mesa because it was centrally located. Now we got to go back to Camarillo to take care of the All-Girls League we're going to start. Then we're going to go back west to Ventura, which we already chaptered out.
I was about to. I see the All-Girls League. So, whose idea was it to bring the All-Girls? Because I know Missy, she wants to coach those girls.
Come on, we need
somebody that can get these girls in check. And Missy, she's always ready for, down for whatever. Yes.
The All-Girls is hot, I'm telling you.
So how did that come? That's interesting. I love this.
You know what? That the All-Girls, me and Derek were just talking last night, is super competitive. The girls, super competitive, right? We were just talking about that last night. And we both agree that I think it's more competitive than the boys. The girls,
really,
yeah, because they have, I think we kind of said they both have, the girls have more, a little bit more to prove.
Something to prove.
Yeah. And now that, I don't know if everybody know that, your colleges, your D1 colleges and everything is, girls can get full scholarship rides to the big time schools.
Yes, they can.
And also flag is also known as you're going to see it in the Olympics that's coming here in 2028.
They're going to have a flag.
Yes.
Yeah. Football.
Yes.
Olympics.
It's now officially a sport.
Officially a sport now.
It's
so
about time though. I love flag football because I don't get to get hit.
That's the best part about it.
You know, I remember in high school when we would have the one game out of the whole year where the girls would play each other and it went crazy. The girls were very into it. I never was. I'm not a sports person like that.
Clipping people.
You guys call they call that the powder puff game.
The powder puff game. Yeah, exactly.
So now you think of a powder puff game, and now they're able to play weekly.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So you get the best girls most of the time, like the track girls, the basketball girls, the volleyball girls.
Okay.
And so the girls that's already athletic, now they get a chance to go out and play football and show.
What are the age limits for the children?
For us?
Well, for the girls, the girls' league.
We have all girls' league starts at 7 years old.
7 years old?
Yeah, so we're starting at 7.
My daughter's 5. So, but we do love to play.
No, at Rio Mesa.
Towards that. We have co-ed for her to go to Rio Mesa and play. So when you're 3 to 6, you could play at our Rio Mesa league.
I got to put Malia in there.
Imagine getting ran over by a 7-year-old linebacker. That's a girl.
My daughter's pretty tough, man. She might do it.
She could hold her own.
Yeah.
She hold her own. She could come over with the all girls.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so tell me about the pricing and what does it include? Like, what does the money come from?
This is big.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Right, so our returning players price, actually, we have a early bird special like during the season. It's like $150.
Okay.
After the season is over, we go like $175 and then $200 because it's getting kind of late and it's harder for us to get the packages back in time.
Okay.
So we got to pay for delivery and all that stuff.
Okay.
But included in the price, you get a jersey, you get shorts, you get a flag belt, you get a participation medal, you get a NFL flag certificate. The champions get Super Bowl rings.
They get Super Bowl rings?
We have a Pro Bowl.
I want to play.
We
have a Pro Bowl game where we give them certificates. We were actually overpricing ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We looked at all the leagues that's in the same area.
Yeah.
They give them just a jersey and some flags, maybe a trophy at the end of the year. Also, we play in high school stadiums.
High school stadiums.
So all our games are in high school stadiums. You're not playing on grass. So
Yeah.
Do the other leagues get to carry the NFL banner?
No. Nobody. No. We don't. That's
yeah, we have the shield. We officially have the shield behind us. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you cannot rock the NFL shield.
I got a question for you. Yeah. Did you cry in the car? When the NFL said you win there, did you cry?
I was happy actually, because I was very happy, because just to it's not, they don't just give this away, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Now we got people that didn't play in the NFL that runs leagues and have thousands of kids.
Yeah.
And that's what we're working towards of. But I know what it means to have that shield and to play with that shield and to be able to use it as our brand anytime we want to, you know what I'm saying? Without worrying about anything happening.
So to kind of get more detailed into your question, you know, what we offer here at Pro Way is an experience for the kids and the community here in Oxnard, Camarillo, Ventura County. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what set us different than everybody else, mm-hmm. is the experience. You come out, you know, we just had our opening day. I mean, our opening day is huge, you know. You know, our fabulous DJ Q right here, man, that dude is something else.
He's the man. He really is.
Shout out.
Thank you, Q. Shout out to Q for being here and being part of this family over here. You know, we got game trucks, ice cream trucks, vendors, food vendors. You know, we cool part about it is that we have families within an organization that has business, local business here, and we let them vendor.
That's great.
You know what I mean? To show that, you know what I mean, to show support and get people to eat their food and find out where they at, so we can bring business to them. You know, that's the fun part about it, you know. But it's experience over here at the Pro Way family and at the NFL, and that's what set us different than anybody else, is that experience.
You left something out. You left, and we also have a bouncer for the kids.
Oh, we got bouncers, tunnels.
Bouncers for the kids?
Tunnels.
We also have a run-through tunnel where the kids run through. We call it run-through tunnel. We also have a parents' lounge where you can't miss your favorite baseball, football, whatever game. We got a TV right there where you can watch the game.
Wow, you guys thought of everything.
Oh, you guys are good. Right. And you even
that, for that price right there.
And you even have a payment plan as well.
Oh, payment plan. Yeah, we work. Definitely work with you.
Yeah, so tell me about the payment plan for, you know, families that may be struggling, but they want their children to participate.
Yeah, so we have a payment plan where we let you pay a certain amount down.
Okay.
And you pay the rest as, you know.
Throughout
the season. We work with you on what you can do.
Have you ever had to deny a parent that really wanted to be there? But that's great.
We're not turning the kid away. We actually pay for kids. You know what I'm saying?
I love that.
But we're going to see what you know. Cause
of course.
You know, our folks.
It is a business.
We vet them out.
Folks try to, you know.
They try to get you.
They
try to get you, and they leave in the bins.
You know, try to see who really needs, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Absolutely.
By case-by-case basis.
Of course. That's great.
So you know, I have this slogan, and it's just very, it means a lot to me, right? And I've been having this slogan ever since, man, I don't know, 20 years. And that slogan is "No kid left behind," and I stick behind that. We don't. If a parent come, you know, what I mean, if they don't have no money, and little Johnny want to play, or little, you know, Teresa, whoever it is, they gonna play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's just what we are, and you know what I mean. You know, we here to support a community. We are a nonprofit.
That's awesome.
A nonprofit. You know what I mean? And we can't turn no kid down. You know what I mean?
Right.
We service the underprivileged community. You know, and you know, parents need help, we're going to help them.
Wow.
You know, that's amazing that you have that mindset over it, because that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to keep them busy, trying to show them, what did you say, the skills and confidence and, you know, all that good stuff. So when does the season start? When can people start registering for this? You know, let us know those details.
Okay, so our winter season has started this Sunday. Tomorrow is the last day to register for our co-ed league.
Okay.
That's at Rio Mesa High School. So March 3rd is our closing day, our last day to register. For the girls league at Camarillo High School, April 7th is our opening day. So we usually have, we give you a week after opening day. So April 14th will be our last day to register for our all girls league.
Okay, that's good. Any stories that kind of touched your heart that you could talk about, like a child, you know, starting and then blossoming? I know you guys mentioned a child, a young adult that came back. I used to play. Like anything that you could remember.
No, I'm gonna touch on this a little bit. So, what we're doing right now, we're in the process of working with, if you guys know what the regional center is, right? So the regional center is, they have, they take care of, they support a lot of the kids with being autistic, having disabilities and stuff like that. So I am, at this moment, as we speak, working with the regional center to become a vendor, the NFL Pro A flag, to be a vendor to actually help cater to some of the kids that has, you know, motor skills, you know what I mean, that we can help with the motor skills, mm-hmm. with coordination, with self-esteem. So this is, this, once we become partners with the regional center here in Ventura County, I mean, that is going to be really big for that. We actually have someone on staff that's a occupational therapist. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. You know, so he's a support. He's going to be the support for kids when we start connecting with the regional center. So that's really big to me also. Me having a kid that is autistic. So I have a lot of experience in that type of field. So that's going to be big on, you know what I'm saying, watching these kids develop, and you know, just having them out there watching, having them have fun,
yeah,
you know, getting them out there, kind of understanding,
absolutely,
you know, developing their motor skills for them.
My son has autism too, as well as my daughter.
Okay.
Right. And every time I go somewhere, people are always complimenting my watch. Oh, I love the color of it. Yeah. I'm like, it's for an autism, and brings up a discussion,
yeah.
to talk about it.
Yeah.
And for me, I know this is kind of segueing, but for us, it's really important. Yeah, the autism is. Community is that, you know, some parents are afraid to either get your children tested because they think it's something wrong, right. or something crazy. And it's really a beautiful thing.
It is. It is.
And how your children develop, and how I'm blessed to have my children on a, you know, they're high on, yeah. the spectrum. So, yeah. you know.
Yeah. High functioning.
High functioning. So, you know, my son, they go through therapy every week, every day. They're in our homes every, yeah. day. Sometimes we cook dinner for them. Yeah. They're just, mm-hmm. part of the family.
Yeah.
And without those resources, they wouldn't have developed the way they are now. So to see what you're doing in the sports field,
yeah.
is huge,
yeah.
For those children to, yeah. build their confidence and things like that. Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
So I would love to see a program like this as a part of the Special Olympics.
We just want
to
say,
I think it'll, yeah. be great.
Yeah. We just want to say it's more than just football, or it's more than just, you know what I mean, just, you know, just having just a bunch of kids out. You know what I mean? It got to be right. You know what I mean? And it got to be perfect. You know what I mean? A perfect match. And I think by what we doing, and I think our passion and our drive here, bringing it to Ventura County,
yeah.
Oxnard, Camarillo, and surrounding areas, people would kind of, we want them to kind of grow towards us. And, you know, one way we can do that is, you know, having the community come out and support, you know, local businesses. You know what I mean? We yeah. here for you guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're going to give you our time and our effort. But we need the community to be here and understand where we coming from. It's bigger than football.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It doesn't matter what size you are, how big you are, you know what I'm saying? You're big or small, what color you are or whatever, because this is for to get you guys out there, get these kids out the house, get them off to the Super Nintendo and all, you know, all that type of stuff.
It's
so,
hard.
Old school, yeah, Super Nintendo.
Hey, I got one. I got my Super Mario. Let's go.
Man, I got that Atari.
Oh, you're going way back. You're going too far back. The one-handed joystick.
And the great thing, yeah. about it, we can have four seasons a year.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we got a whole, yep. year to be able to get these kids with us.
This is right.
We go like every 2 months or so, then a break in, be a month and a half or so in between, and we can start right back up.
Now, what's the website that people can go to get more, yeah. information?
So our website is currently, is under construction as we speak. Like I said, our launch day for our official Pro A flag, NFL flag website is going to launch March 22nd.
Perfect. Okay. Okay.
But that will be www.theproawaytraining.com/NFL/flag.
Flag.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So they could go to that now if they want to register, though. So
I think you can do it right here. Yeah.
Upgrading, to make it more spiffy.
Yeah, make it more spiffy is going to be that March. Yeah, later
so,
in March.
Yeah, we got another date for that. But you could go online and sign up right now. www.proweighttraining.nfl/flag.
I like that. So yeah. we want to keep you guys. Go ahead, Missy. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, where do you guys find the coaches for these teams? Are they all volunteers?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah,
are they the homies?
No.
And that's one thing. Whenever we start a new season, we get new families. So we have to sometimes we got the same coaches because the kids started off at 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, mm-hmm. and they go up. But for the most part, we get new coaches every year. We put something out, coaches need it. And by training camp, like which was like 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
we pretty much have all the coaches for all the team.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah, they everybody gets into it.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. It's a family. It's a family.
We go to Ventura Community College, and we also get their players, the referee, and they also help the coach.
And that's
too.
Cool.
That's awesome.
You
that's
know big, what I'm saying? Yeah. So they give back too.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love how you guys are really making it community based and all bringing community. All the community together. Yeah. Yeah. And yes. I'm sure people, you know, within the organization and benefits from it really sees that really, you know, appreciates that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. And
absolutely.
And that's what it's about. It's just family affair, family fitting. Just, you know, we couldn't do it without them. We can't do this without the community. You know what I mean? And having the community come out. We even want to invite you guys out tomorrow if you're available.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, where's the invite?
Yeah. I'll
get you a cheeseburger.
Yeah, yeah. And a cheeseburger. Oh, it's going down. Oh,
tacos.
Yeah. We have all of that out there. So, yeah, we want to invite you guys out whenever you're available.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, your son.
Yeah, absolutely. Daughter. Absolutely. We'll love it.
We get you geared up. Like you.
Yeah, definitely. I was a little jealous when Q walked up. I'm like, what? And a hoodie? And a visor? Yeah. What?
Yeah, Q be shopping.
He sure does.
He came in like a coach.
Hey, we got a little bit more with you guys, so I hope you have a little bit more time. We're going to take a quick break. This is the Gap Band Off Center. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
topics with Missy Talk. With Missy Talk. For entertainment, fashion, and music. She got you. She got you.
All right. Hi, all right. Guys.
All right, let's get it.
Let's get it. We're here to talk trending topics, current events, all things viral. Okay, something I wanted to talk to you guys last week. Let's see. There was a youth event in ATL, and some drama happened with former NFL star Cam Newton. So due to some trash talk at this youth event, Newton and a couple other people got into a brawl, and the video went viral. I want to know if you guys saw it. What are your thoughts? Please tell me. Who wants to go first?
Let me go.
Go ahead, go, bro. It's all you. Go ahead.
Okay, go in. So remember when we first started, I talked about 707 and the difference between 707 and NFL flag parents.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the 707 parents, coaches, or whatever, it's a whole different atmosphere. You're dealing with, like I said, everybody feels entitled. Everybody's at an uproar. You know what I'm saying? The intensity is way different. It's an environment that it's hard to control.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest reasons I'm sliding my way out of there. I'm still helping kids with their college recruitment or whatever. I still do a tournament, my West Coast Shootout tournament, which is coming up March 30th. I still do my 707 tournament, but it will be police like no other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because of the incidents that's happened at these 707 tournaments. And a lot of these high school coaches are starting to pull their kids away from these club teams. You got club AAU basketball, you know, and all that. Mm-hmm. Now we got our club 707. That's what Cam is involved with. But the violence is getting terrible with it.
I don't think people knew that. 707.
Is that something that often occurs at these kinds of events? And the only reason people know now is because it was Cam Newton and it went viral? Like, does it normally happen?
It's happening a lot.
Yeah. It's happening more.
Yeah.
You're getting more into it. So, you know, Pro A, we do host one of the biggest in the nation tournaments that's coming up that we host and that we and like Derek said, you know, it's a good thing, you know, we fanning away
out of there.
Yeah. Fanning away from it because, you know, the kids is just there's no control, you know. It's very hard to control them.
Well, and you're like trying to set a good example. You're trying to get them out the house and be productive, and then people are
these
fighting
kids are different. They different.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. That's amazing.
And the coaching staff that they own too. A lot of these teams, coaching staff, they let the kids do whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, we as parents and coaches and are not doing what we're supposed to do for them kids, and so those are most of the groups that starts this stuff.
Well, when you seen the video with Cam Newton, you know, what was your initial reaction when you seen it? Were you like Cam Newton's protecting himself or Cam Newton was in the wrong? Like, what was your honest opinion?
Actually, I never took an opinion on it either way.
Okay.
I just felt Cam's a cool guy. It's just no respect. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what brought a dude. Like, if a guy like that did that to me in Pasadena, he would have been handled. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know what the respect factor is, you know what I'm saying, with these people. Like, they don't care. You know what I'm saying? They don't respect nothing.
Wow. Yeah. Now, what if that was you, Dion? What if two of them grabbed you by the neck?
You know what? I just... you know...
Dion said, let me think about this
Let me think about this. These kids watching.
Well, I'm around it.
Yeah.
You know, I see it. I see where it's going. We see it where it's going. Everybody see where the 707 stuff is going. I mean, you got your top high school players, you know, versus some of your other top high school players across the nation. I mean, 707 is huge. It's a huge thing. You know, people, I don't know if that, like you said, that might have caught people attention now. Mm-hmm. What is 707? Because I'm hearing that like, oh, man, what is it?
Yeah, exactly.
But 707 been around for a long time. I didn't host it a lot. Derek didn't host many tournaments. Wow. You know what I mean?
So I never knew about it.
Yeah. We know when our West Coast Shootout tournaments, we have over 130, 140 teams from across the nation come here to California to be part of this. You know what I mean? So
I knew about it because it's big on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It's
real big, you know, down south.
Of course, down south.
Yeah, it's real big.
It's a way of getting recruited too. So we got a lot of the top recruiting magazines are not magazines, but the outlets. You know, the recruiting outlets that you got the 24/7s, you got the Rivals, you got ESPN, you got all these people are coming to these tournaments also to look at these kids because you're going to get, you got some of the top teams that has 5 or 6 players that you want to see.
Some raw talent on there.
So there's a lot of talent in that, and it's probably it's several teams like that. Wow. So you get to come to these tournaments, and they in one spot, they could get to see everybody.
You see they everybody see. Want. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that we got to be able to control it, and it's hard to control because you got coaches, like I said, just let anything go.
So with Pro Way, what do you guys tell your players when it comes to trash talk? Like, do you give them any advice as to how to handle it?
Yeah, we tell them not to do it. I mean, I don't like you do anything you want amongst your team. Mm-hmm. But when you go over to the other team and do stuff in their face or do other things towards them, that's when it becomes a problem. So whatever you do with your team,
sportsmanship,
I have no like problem it. With it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But when you get to going over to the other team, that's when they feel belittled and something can happen.
I like that. I know Junior had mentioned initially what was the reaction when he saw Cam Newton and things like that. That was a question he had. For me, I know I'm on the comedic side of things. So I thought to myself, what kind of top hat does Cam Newton have? Because I need one of those. I need one of those. Yeah, that boy had them all hemmed up and everything, and the top hat still was on his head.
Sewed in his hair.
That's all. I need one of them top hats, Cam. Holler at your boyfriend, Swamp Green.
Yeah, I watched the After Effect interview. It was just, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, of Cam Newton on how he came out and spoke about it, right? I mean, he felt sincerely really bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did. I seen it.
You know, he felt like that really just could have took everything, his family, his kids, you know what I mean? He's like, if he would have just, that wrong decision at that time could have just took everything away from him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, he said he had to reevaluate himself and he would never go to another event like that again. And, you know, and
after, you know, a few months ago, Dion, there was a viral clip where there were young athletes kind of baiting him a while back. And I was like, it seems like it's kind of been brewing for a little bit with Cam Newton. But obviously, he's not the only one. But I seen the video like, man, where is the respect factor for people like this? This guy's he was a great player. He went to the Super Bowl. And it seemed like
MVP.
MVP. Like, where is the respect? It's tough to see, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's Cam. I think it's just the sportsmanship itself of the kids. Mm-hmm. They don't have no respect. There's no boundaries. There's no respect of looking at Cam as that legend, because he is that, as that person that made it to that point, to where out of how many millions of kids that play football, right?
Right.
Hundreds of millions, right, across the nation, right?
Yeah.
Less than 1% is ever going to probably even see a field, right?
Yeah.
So your odds of even making it to where Cam is slim to none.
You know what? We need to stop bringing Big Mama back to the games. That's what needs to happen.
I know. Big Mama causing all these props. Hook up a turkey leg or something when we get back.
Yeah. Cam could be doing so many other things. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like I could have been doing so many other things when I do my 707. So we out here trying to help these kids get to the next level at the end of the day. That's all we wanted to do. So for them to continuously disrespect him, you know what I'm saying?
I know. I don't like it.
It's not cool.
I think it's people just want their viral moment. They see the celebrity and they're like, okay, how can I make this and go viral on the internet? You know,
exactly.
So I think that's part of it.
Yeah, I think that just short lived. That'd be short lived for a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. So you know,
but yeah, that's tough for Cam and everyone. But I'm just praying for those kids. I'm praying for everybody to not have any craziness going on. But my man Junior, is it about that time?
It's about that time. Let's go.
It's time for Francois Facts. Testing your music knowledge from the one and only great.
All right, so we got Francois Facts. It's all good. My man was like, oh, we out of here.
That's the best part, right?
Sorry, we still got more with y'all. Y'all got time for a quick game?
Oh, let's do it.
So it's Francois Facts. It's a game that we test your knowledge. Usually it's music knowledge, but we got NFL Flag Football League in here today, so we got to do it a little different.
Let's do it.
So March is Women's Month. So Women's Month and just general where it's like, is it music month or just it's Women's History Month?
Women's History Month.
Let me get it right, y'all.
Or make it up month.
Let me. No, actually, I knew it was Women's Month. I knew there was a criteria. So I'm glad we got it right. Thank you, Flicks by Jay. It's Women's History Month. So in just... for that, we're going to do something for the ladies. So
the ladies,
the topic and the category today. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Woman in media.
Women in media.
Women in media.
Y'all ready? Question number one. She joined Fox Sports in 2012 and now is an NFL sideline reporter for Fox.
Pam Oliver.
Is this?
No, no. I was going to say Carissa Thompson.
Can we get that point on the board, please?
So
dang,
this is
he ready.
This is multiple choice.
Okay. Your boy, dang. Hey, if she on the board, I'm going Pam Oliver. I'm just saying.
So is this A, L. Duncan, B, Pam Oliver,
a B,
C, Aaron Andrews?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I forgot about Aaron. Pam Oliver.
I'm gonna go Pam Oliver, dog. I'm gonna go Pam Oliver. Aaron Andrews is a good one. I'm gonna go Pam Oliver.
I'll go with Andrews, just in case I win and then you guys can lose the points. Just in case.
Hey, I like the strategy.
The answer is C. Aaron Andrews.
Oh my God!
Winner. That's right. It's called strategy.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to say Andrews, but when he said Pam, I was like, I can't go against him.
He's very going in the right direction. Pam Oliver started with Fox in 2014.
Yeah.
So I said 2012. That was a trick.
Man, you got me on that.
He tricked you.
Question number two.
Oh, here we go.
She currently has a sports talk show, or let me go back. She currently has a sports talk show and just recently started a podcast called Too Personal. Is this A, Joy Taylor? B, Jackie McMullen. C, Doris Burke.
I'm going to say A, Joy Taylor.
I'm going to go with A.
I'm going with A.
Girl, you better go somewhere else. You better go somewhere else.
What was the question? I mean, the answer.
She don't even know.
Question number two. She currently has a sports talk show and just recently started a podcast called Too Personal. Is this A, Joy Taylor? B, Jackie McMullen? C, Doris Burke.
C, Doris.
Ooh.
It could be,
but
the answer is A, Joy Taylor.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. Tied it up. Whoo, I needed that one. Thank you, Missy. I know Doris ain't got no podcast.
I thought I think Doris. I was like, man.
Doris ain't got no podcast. She too legendary.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Doris older. I'm like,
I don't doubt that. Doris got a podcast. I might tune in.
Question number three.
Let's do it.
We all tied up.
Let's get it.
I love it because everyone's so into this.
I'm trying to win this one.
She is currently a sideline reporter for TNT and has become well known for her coverage on the Bleacher Report. Is this
A,
Malika Andrews, B, Taylor Rooks, C, Candace Parker?
I'm going to say A, Malika Andrews.
I'm going to say Candace.
Yeah, ooh, A. Candace Parker.
I'm going with Candace.
Wait, can you repeat that part of the question again?
You cannot change your answers, okay?
No, I might have to. Repeat it again, bro. Repeat that again.
Question number three. She currently is a sideline reporter for TNT, and she has become well-known for her reporting on the Bleacher Report. Is this A, Malika Andrews, B, Taylor Rooks, C, Candace Parker?
It's Candace Parker, bro. It's Candace Parker.
I'm going to switch by.
Look at that. Yeah, he about to make me switch. Oh, what's happening right now?
He's going A.
I'm going A, bro. I'm going A. I'm going back to my original answer.
Two A's and two C's.
I'm going back to A. Okay. Okay. I'm going back to A.
I said Candace.
Okay, so Candace. Okay.
Is it going to be a two? It's going to be somebody going to lose.
The answer is B, Taylor Rooks.
Whoa.
That's too close to Taylor Swift.
We all lost? Too close to Taylor Swift.
Nobody. Well, I didn't think it was Candace because I don't care on the sideline.
I know. Hey, that's what I was saying.
And we're still all tied up, right?
We got to get a tiebreaker,
so we got a tiebreaker question.
All right, let's go ahead.
Ready?
Who's going in the dunk tank?
This is killing me.
So for your tiebreaker question, in high school, she was a point guard for her high school basketball team. And just recently was inducted into Providence College Hall of Fame.
Okay, helping me out. Let's go.
Is this A, Doris Burke, B, Carolyn Peck, C, Adriana Carter?
Ooh.
Doris.
Oh my God. You said recently? Recently inducted?
Yes. So you want me to repeat the question?
No, I'm...
Read it.
Dare read that thing.
In high school, she was a point guard for her high school basketball team and just recently was inducted into the Providence College Hall of Fame. Is this A, Doris Burke, B, Carolyn Peck, and C, Andrea Carter.
I'm going to say Doresburg. She's been on the board twice.
All of them went to Providence? Give us a clue.
Yeah, lifeline. Can I call a friend?
Yeah. He has a good poker face. Okay.
Yeah, he be drinking me. Yeah. I'm like, bro.
Can I phone a friend?
He's live. Hey, he don't be sneaking me these answers. I'm missing.
I'm going with Misty. I'm going with Doris.
He's going with Doris.
I'm going with Doris.
Doris is the only one I know.
So you guys are only saying that because I said it first.
Yeah. I'm going with you.
I gotta go with you.
Let's roll.
Everybody Doris?
Let's roll with Doris.
I have no clue.
Q, you got no clue? Come on, Q.
Q, you don't know, bro?
So,
no clue on that one.
You guys are all winners. The answer is A, Doris Burke. Congratulations. Oh, that is all.
I take it, man. It was too close, bro. I'll take it.
We're all winners today.
This is Beyonce, J. Cole. We'll be right back.
I'm with that.
All those texts.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Just ride Bugatti, bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade, imported her in from Raleigh, and pulled up into the valet, the boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body, see this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty, therefore I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday, cause la-di-da-di. Drip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo.
For a second, I got lost in the web you were spreading. In your arms, in my bed, damn, it's heaven in these light blue sheets. Damn, I hate that I'm this high low key. But it's easy, I ain't used to the way that you see me. Guess I'm blind from the pain, but like, damn, you make me feel not numb.
guys. This is Missy Talks, and you're listening to KJBU 99.3 FM Oxnard, the Central Coast home for R&B, jazz, and independent music. Live streaming at 99.3fm.com. That's 99.3fm.com.
Yes, indeed. We are back. We are back. I love your drop, Missy.
Oh, thank you.
I've always wanted
to
say this.
Thank you. What does it remind you of?
It reminds me of Missy Talks.
Okay. You used to say Kourtney Kardashian, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. You do sound like a little bit like Kourtney a little bit, but you kind of outgrown her. You got to outgrown her. So go ahead, Francois. Go do your thing.
Yeah, so before we get out of here with you guys...
A
lot of fun. We definitely got to have you all back. My man Dion and Derek of, you know, the Flag Football NFL Pro Way. So we just want to let you guys just kind of talk about where people can find you, and then also we want to talk about the scholarship you all have with 99.3 FM, KJBU, and the CAC before you leave. So I'll let you and Derek and Dion elaborate on that.
Yeah. All right, so what I'm going to give you guys the website again to find us to get registered. Like I said, tomorrow is the last day to register for our boys and co-ed league. That's ages 3 to high school seniors. The website, you also can get to the girls from the same website. www.PROWAYTRAING.com/NFL flag-flag.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I think you also get that just by the ProRay Training.
Yeah, you could go to ProRay Training like it sounds, PROWAYTRAING.com.
Yeah.
And it hit the menu where you could take it to the flag section.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And, but, and the scholarships are for how many children?
All right, so what we did for you guys, actually you guys did it for us. By partnering with us, you guys are able to give out 3 scholarships each season.
Wow.
It's great.
Whatever kids, however you guys figure it out, how we want to do it, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, we got 3 you give out. We got a couple of spots still left for this season, even though we just started this partnership 2 days ago. But we still have, we still will give you guys 3 scholarships to give out to 3 kids that could play for this upcoming season right now for at Rio Mesa. We also going to give you 3 more for the Girls League that starts April 7th.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Do it. We're willing to give them out.
So the 3 scholarships, so what's the deadline? And the first 3, is this for the...
That's for the co-ed league.
The co-ed league. Yeah, what's the deadline for that?
I mean, today is our
today's
our
the last day?
Today is our co-ed, but if you can let me know by Tuesday, if you got 3 kids in mind. One division is already sold out, and that's our 9 to 11 division.
Wow.
So that division has already got 40 kids in that division. So we have a couple more, like our 5 and 6-year-old division, which are Pee Wee division. I think they have 3 or 4 spots left. The major division is sold out. Semi-pro still has spots. Okay. So major division is 7 to 8-year-olds. So that division is sold out already. Our 9 to 11 spots we have like about 6 spots left in that one.
Okay.
And our 12 to 15-year-old division has about 8 spots left.
Okay. One more question about the scholarships. The age limit, is there a certain age? Because I know.
No.
So like we can find a 7-year-old or 13-year-old.
Yeah. Perfect. The only thing, the 7-year-old, 7 to 8-year-old, that division is filled for this season. But any other division is open. Yeah.
And that's on the website. We can see that information. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So listen, I like to see them to somebody that that really that needed, or you know what I mean, that can come to us, or the parent, our family that need that help or need that support. You know what I mean? And that's what means a lot to me.
Okay.
I
mean? So all
right. That'd be cool. So as we grow, we will be giving out more scholarships, you know what I mean, and you know, to see more kids come our way.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm with that. So.
I love it. I love it so much.
Well, it has been a lot of fun this morning. A great pleasure to have you guys on. And obviously, we have you back on again for the for the next season. The next season, next time we'll bring some children in here.
For sure.
They'll get to be on the radio. Their families listen. We talk about it. We got snacks. So, they enjoy their time.
They're going to eat up all the snacks.
They can have them. Anything for the kids. But it has been a pleasure. And we look forward to this upcoming leagues. And absolutely.
Love it.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming.
So, this is Junior Leto.
Missy Talks.
Francois the Great.
We'll be right back.